Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wombat Sports Podcast here on blogtalkradio.com, also wombatsports.com and gofightlive.tv. I am Mark of the Q. I am your host, and we're giving away a couple more of these WMMA awards. We are going to give, I think, two out today. And then tomorrow, Gina Begley is going to be with us. Actually, it'll be on her show, and she's going to give away the pretty much the rest of them. I think we're going to give away two more on the website, so make sure you guys definitely check that out right now. But I'm about to give away the one award, and this is kind of an interesting situation. The committee were tied for who should get Sponsor of the Year. And it's really a pretty interesting situation. It's the only tie we had this year, and it's happened in the past. We've had ties before, but it's very interesting. And also the interesting fact that this year we do have two new winners. We've been handing the award back and forth between Fight Chicks and Tussle for the past couple of years. But with the expansion of what has been going on over the past over this past year, a lot more people have been stepping up and giving sponsorships to some of these young, very, very young ladies in the sport. With that in mind, we have two award winners. The first award winner is going to be analyzed with us shortly. And let me explain a little bit about one of our co-winners. Let's see here. The influx of support from the biz community of the female fighters expanded quickly over these past 2 years. Two newcomers to the scene have been given the honor of co-winners of the WMMA Sponsor of the Year Award. Our first one is Sports Foods, who's a company that sells electrolyte strips to athletes and has had a positive results according to many of the athletes that use them. Sports Foods designed a program where fighters can get sponsorship dollars with recommendation codes and has stepped up to help certain fighters who don't get the recognition they deserve by more of the major brands. With that in mind, we're going to get our first guest on and our first winner. His name is Peter Raskin, and he's from Sports Foods, Inc., and Peter's on with us now. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm thrilled that we actually won something. What an honor. Thank you so much.
You came on the scene really, really quickly in 2014. We've seen a lot. You interact with a lot of the fighters and, given those opportunities for them to gain a little bit of sponsorship and kind of, be kind of a team between you two in order to find a mutual benefit. What does it mean to you to work with a lot of these female fighters?
Well, obviously, getting our name and brand out there is paramount to us, but it's been it took us by surprise. It wasn't, to be honest with you, it wasn't something that when we started doing the product and putting it out there, we expected to be involved in the MMA world, and we got a call about our product and getting it into some fighters' hands. And the MMA community kind of took it from there, and we just went along for the ride, to be honest with you. They used it for training and cutting weight, and it's been a tremendous success as far as the fighters and them wanting it and using it and liking us. So it's really, we just kind of, like I said, went along for the ride and lucked out a little.
Yeah, what's been interesting about your product in particular is that I've been seeing feedback from the fighters themselves. I mean, you've been quick to modify your formula a little bit if there was any complications with that. Also, the fact that they've been raving about the strips and how it's been helped their training as well. What does it mean to you to have that interaction between athletes and your product and to be able to have that immediate feedback to what your product's doing for their training?
Well, it's terrific, obviously, when you have a professional athlete as the fighters are, and they use our product and they get it and it works, and that's the most gratifying thing that we get out of it is how the fighters continually say, it's weird, this thing really works, and they become, it's just not, hey, we're sponsoring them, and them saying they like it just for the sake of them saying they like it. A lot of the fighters that you see tweeting about it or putting it on Facebook or Instagram, we really never even sponsored. It's kind of like, I've tried it, I've seen it, I've liked it, and they continue to to talk about it. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, so to speak, as far as the MMA community is concerned. And it's been terrific, and more fighters are contacting us and you know, can I try it, and how does it work, and why does it work, and it's just been fascinating. And it's only been, it's less than a year. I mean, we came onto the scene, I think the first fight we sponsored, our first fighter, was in May or June of 2014, and it's just taken off. And just to keep rambling, I'm sorry, is the WMA world is how great this product is for women, because of the zero calories and sugar and food dyes and carbohydrates. And a lot of athletes, female athletes, don't like the sports drinks and their the sugar and all of that. And to us, we think we have a perfect product for them to use.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many benefits to the product themselves, you know, and you guys can read about that on their website. But yeah, I mean, it's great. It's a great thing. And I mean, like I said, you kind of like, you know, came like a whirlwind on the scene real quick, and you did a really good marketing campaign in terms of you had your sponsorships. And like you said, you have this program where so with fighters having redemption codes in which they people can get a little bit of a discount. And it just goes to show you how much you know, how much love the fans are giving to these fighters. So it's great to be able to see that as well. I mean, you know, what is it meant to you to have that portion of your business be a part of it? And has it had a really strong effect in terms of your on the business side of things, and seeing how people are getting the word out?
It's had an effect as far as getting the word out, and some fighters have obviously a much bigger following and a much bigger fan base where their fans want to try it, and it's so it's still a new product, and the education of the product is first and foremost. And I think a lot of people are kind of, why am I using this, and why would I use it, and why, you know, a lot of people don't even realize the importance of electrolytes and replacing them while they're working out. And, you know, people have made comments, well, just drink water. And, you know, yes, you, without a doubt, while you're working out or doing any physical activity, you should drink water to replenish the liquids in your body. But when you sweat and you're working out, you lose electrolytes, you lose sodium, potassium, and we're just putting it right back in your body. And we put it in, you know, in because of the technology of our strips, and it's just, make it real simple, it's just like a Listerine strip. You put it in your mouth, it dissolves, and because of the technology on the strips, it starts to work immediately. Drinks has to go through your whole GI tract. If you take a sports drink, it has to go through your system, it has to go through your body, and you're not getting the benefit. It quenches your thirst, without a doubt, but you're not getting the electrolyte replacement until way later on when it goes through your GI tract, as you can, you know, to say, like LeBron James in the NBA Finals, cramped horribly. He gets millions of dollars from Powerade. We've had fighters and athletes say, I stopped cramping using your strips to your bloodstream. So it's getting into your system immediately. So you're able to work out longer and harder and have more stamina and not cramp. And that's the message we're trying to get out, and of why electrolyte replacement is so important and how our product can benefit you that much quicker.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I actually had one of my teammates try it, and, you know, she felt that she was better, you know, because she was in a BJJ competition, and she had to fight, like, you know, 13 or 14 times that day. And after her first couple fights, which were no gi, and then she was going to the gi competition, I gave her one of the strips. And then after she was done with her gi competition, she said that she did see a difference. It did help her carry herself through the rest of the tournament. So I can for a fact kind of testify that it has worked, you know, very, very well in terms of that as well. So, I mean, it's a really great product. And like I said, you kind of blazed into the scene really, really quick this year. I think your marketing plan was absolutely brilliant, especially considering you're targeting fighters because – a lot of fighters' fans, you know, even if they don't fight MMA, they fight other things like maybe boxing or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or something like that, and they may take up a martial art just for the fun of it or to or excite as well. So
and,
I think it's,
and
really,
they
worked really
out,
cool to be able
and
to.
It's right. And from the MMA world and the Twitter world and Facebook, it goes further to, you know, now we had a high school track coach who tried him and wrote an incredible blog and about how great these things work for his running. And we had an Olympic, he's trying out for the Olympics in Rio as a runner, and he's a professional runner, and he went on an 18-mile run, and he's like, wow, these things made a world of difference. And so, yes, through the MMA world, it's come to running and cycling and wrestling. We have an Olympic wrestler who uses them and loves them. We had a Canadian wrestler who uses them and loves them. So things are going well. They could always be better. It's still a new product, and people are very, you know, you drink water, you drink sports drinks, and why am I putting this strip in my mouth? And it's still, I think once it really starts to catch on, it will really explode on the scene. And I think we're getting there. We're getting a lot more fighters and athletes that, you know, in the last week have been, I'm going to order this and I love it. And you know, right now it's only available online at sportsgroup.com to give myself or ourselves a plug. It's the only place you can get it. And we're ramping up. And like you said, we first made it with sucralose, and some fighters said, you got to take the sucralose out. And we took it out. The next time we went into production, we took it out. So there's no more sucralose in it. We ramped up the flavor. It dissolves quicker in your mouth. There's a more lemon flavor in it. There's a little honey flavor to it. So the taste has been much better. And, you know, we've delivered it all over the world. We've been in Africa, Australia, Europe, South America, Asia. We went to Singapore. We just delivered some to Russia for the first time. So it's exciting. It really is exciting. And, you know, we're just trying to keep it going.
Yeah, you know, like I said, the word of mouth of this is just on fire. I mean, like I said, you only launched this like less than a year ago, and the product has just, you know, it just caught on fire really, really quick. So it's really great to hear. And I mean, follow Sports Foods on Twitter at Sports Foods Inc. And you'll be able to read some of the stuff that some of these athletes are saying about the product. But you know, just in terms of the fact of the WMMA world, you know, a lot of people are talking about it. Roxanne Modafferi, you know, is just a huge supporter of
the best.
The product.
She is the absolute. She's the best. She just actually put a picture on Twitter about her, and she took it with, you know, after yoga and hot yoga and how she loves it. And she's done video blogs. She's terrific. Alyssa Vasquez is fighting next week, and she uses them. And, yeah, the women have been absolutely, you know, we've done some Invicta fights and you know, and it's not going to make you a better fighter by any stretch, but it like I said, cutting weight, and it keeps your strength up, and it doesn't retain any water. There's only 12 milligrams of sodium potassium in it, and they all say the same. I don't know why it works, but it works, and it's very simple. It's just getting into your bloodstream immediately, so you're not losing your strength. You're not, you know, an electrolyte charges your body, and in simple terms, it's electric, and it charges your body. So your body is continually being charged as you take a strip, and there are $5.99, and there's 12 strips in a cassette, and you can, you know, usually, like I ride my bike for an hour, I'll use four or five strips, so you can get two or three uses out of each cassette. So it's pretty inexpensive, and we think it's a great deal.
Yeah, and always look out because, you know, fighters, especially if they're in the midst of training camp or getting there, still put out, you know, coupon codes as well to be able for you to get a little bit of a discount on those strips. But, yeah, I think that word of mouth has gotten really, really good on your product, and it's great to be able to see your successes. Congratulations again on the success. I could also mention that Sports Foods is also on Facebook, so Facebook and then Twitter at Sports Foods Inc. and then sportsfoods.com. if you want to order these cassettes. If you're an athlete, please, I mean, just try them out. It can't hurt you to try these things out, but there's a lot of recommendations you do, so make sure you do that as well. Anything else you want to add? Anybody else you want to thank?
No, just all the fighters and you guys and the whole MMA community. It's been a fun 9 months, and we're hoping sales are really starting to ramp up, and we hope we're around for a long time, and we love sponsoring the fighters, and we love everything about the MMA community, and everybody's been absolutely terrific and a huge help.
Well, I look forward to the next year. I think obviously the growth is going to continue. Hopefully we can get to see some more of those sports food signs on some of those banners of some of those female athletes. And again, congratulations on the award.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for us winning. It's terrific. It's a huge honor, and we appreciate that.
No problem at all, and continue your best. Best of luck this year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Peter. Bye. That was Peter from Sports Foods. Like I said, sportsfoods.com. You guys can check him out there. Like I said, also on Facebook and sportsfoods.com. You guys can check out their products there as well. Now, I mentioned that this is a co-winner this year. We have two winners this year, and our next winner is MMA Roadhawk, and just like Sports Foods, they have been stepping up and helping certain fighters out that don't get the recognition from like the major brands. I can think of off the top of my head, Tara LaRosa. They were able to step in to help sponsor her for her fight against Roxanne Modafferi, and they've been doing a really great job at it. It uses its dollars to support fighters who need recognition. The MMA and automotive team stepped up this year to help several fighters last minute, including, like I said, Tara LaRosa. Their racing team has even got a car that has Invicta FC on it, and they've been doing a really great job of helping out some of these fighters. And I am very proud to have our other co-winner of Sponsor of the Year, Sam Doherty, aka MMA Roadhog. How you doing? How you doing, Roadhog?
I'm doing fantastic, and it's definitely an honor to share this award with Sports Food.
Yeah, I mean, again, you guys kind of came on the scene really, really quick this year, and you were able to, help out some of these fighters in terms of sponsorship dollars and making some connections as well. What does it mean for you to be able to work with some of these fighters?
You know, it's really a true honor to work with these fighters. Not only are they so grateful for what I do for them, but they're also very grateful in aspects to, they like to give advice. A lot of them know that I'm also doing the type of training that they're doing, and they do give that advice, and it's really helpful to me, and it's also my way of giving back to the WMMA and all the ladies that I sponsor, because it gives me a feeling of what they're going through when they're training.
Yeah, and like I said, you do a lot of last-minute things too, and I appreciate that, because, like I said, some of these gals that are I think are stars, some of the more accomplished people don't get that recognition that they deserve, and you've been able to step up and kind of give them that nudge and be able to get them as well. How is it for you to kind of educate yourselves on some of these fighters? And to be able to see the fighters that you're representing, and what does it mean to you to represent these great ladies in the sport?
Well, a lot of the research I do is definitely obviously on the internet, and definitely YouTube. A lot of these fighters definitely have their fights up on YouTube, either if they posted up for themselves or somebody else has posted up for them, and just to see some of these fighters, as you mentioned, Tara LaRosa, where I stepped up at the last minute for her, she's a remarkable athlete through and through. I absolutely love her to death, and I love all my MMA Roadhawk girls. And for me to step up and sponsor these wonderful, just awesome female fighters. I can't really put it into words what it does for me. And just the sense of them just simply saying thank you is enough for me. And one thing I do feel is when I am with these fighters, it's for me, it's from bell to bell. I'm definitely giving them the support, especially during, you know, the times when they're cutting weight, when they're getting ready for the fight. I know that they need that, just that little bit of someone just to pat them on the back or, you know, just words of encouragement to let them know that I'm proud of them. And I'm with them, like I said, from bell to bell, from the opening bell to the closing bell. And it doesn't matter to me what the outcome is because all my MMA Rojo girls are winners.
Yeah, I mean, they represent the sport very, very well. I mean, Tara is a prime example of that. Win or lose, I mean, if you give out your best out there and be a, act like a respectful fighter outside the cage, then I think you're automatically a winner. I think it's great to be able to see that as well. I mean, You obviously have the combined of auto racing and MMA and under your purview. I mean, first of all, you know, what kind of got you in the idea of kind of doing the cross promotion, and what kind of similarities that have you seen between racing and MMA?
Well, what actually got me started is a couple of years ago I was approached by a couple of managers who had wanted me to, come forth and sponsor a couple of ladies. One in particular is Stephanie Snowflake Eggert and her Invicta fight that she had. And at the time, I really didn't know all of what was involved, and I definitely, felt it was an honor that I was asked, so I did step up, and ever since then I've been actually very hooked into it. It was actually, I'll be quite honest with you, when you first watch, a fight, which happened to be an Invicta fight, and, the fighter comes in and you see your banner and you see your logo up on there, it just gives you a sense like, wow, that's me up there on that banner. And it just gives you a sense of, that the fighters really not only appreciate what you're doing for them, but they respect you as well. As far as the similarities I've seen, I have really seen in the last coming years just a dramatic combination. It really started a couple of years ago in the summer race in Daytona. Tony Stewart had raced in a tap-out car in the Nationwide Series. And I did get the distinctive honor to meet two of the most awesome gentlemen from tap-out. And that was definitely one of those, you would say, bucket list opportunities. And I would say definitely with seen drivers such as Kevin Harvick. He's with Budweiser, and he's also got himself involved in with MMA, and even seeing a lot with even the Cowboy with being with Budweiser and his association with Kevin Harvick. So I definitely see in the next couple of years, I see it really becoming more of a true combination with MMA and racing.
Especially considering Fox does races as well, and there is that crossover with the UFC. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of crossover in terms of in terms of that. And I think it's great for the MMA because there is a lot more NASCAR fans, and hopefully they're going to get that moved over. And considering as many fights as there were this past year in the NASCAR, on the NASCAR scene, I think that everybody's trying to watch a really good fight. And I want to mention a couple things. First of all, congratulations to Stephanie Egging for her pregnancy. I guess she's going to be giving birth in July, is what she had said. So she's going to be out for a little while, but congratulations to her. I also had the honor of being on a banner, and I believe it was I was on Tara Lois's banner when you were on Tara Lois's banner as well. So I kind of know that little bit of pride to be on a fighter's banner. You know, it was the first time. It was one of my bucket list items to be on a fighter's banner. I had the ability to be on four of them on that card, which I was absolutely pleased and, you know, overwhelmed to be able to have that opportunity. So I could perfectly understand that as well. You know, how's 2015 looking for you? Obviously, it's going to be a busy year. You've got a couple cards, and I know you said, that you have the Invicta card going on the crack this year. We got that, and obviously more sponsorships this year as well. Tell us a little bit about your 2015 and how it's looking so far.
Well, I tell you, 2015 is definitely going to be the year for the MMA Roadhog. As you stated, I do have an Invicta card that is going to be hitting the tracks. I definitely can't thank Julia and Shannon enough for their support with allowing me to put the Invicta car on the track, which the Invicta car will be put on the track for the iRacing Daytona 500. I'm definitely looking forward to putting the pedal to the floor and doing what I can and definitely coming in under the checkered flag and winning it not only for the MMA Roadhog but also for Invicta. A big announcement that is definitely coming also for the MMA Roadhog is the MMA Roadhog is also going to be competing. I'm actually going to be competing in the NAGA tournament for the U.S. Open in July. The actual dates haven't been set yet, but I've actually been training at the Daytona Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Gym, and I'm actually ready to get into not only into the racing end, but also into the fighting end. Currently, right now, I am 13-time iRacing champion, and I'm looking to put in some more championships underneath my belt in racing, and also I plan on going for the gold in NAGA as well.
Well, best of luck to you there. I mean, it's great to be able to see that. I just had my first Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition last month, and for me, it was a tough go at it, but I'm just a beginner, so. It's always great to be able to see a two sports athlete like yourself be able to make that transition over. So great to be able to see that as well. And I want to mention you guys can follow him at MMA Roadhog and also on Facebook MMA Roadhog as well. Anybody you'd like to thank? Anything else you want to add?
I can't say enough to each and every one of my MMA Roadhog girls. I would probably sit here and tell you every single name. Definitely mentioned Tara and Michelle and Emma and Emily, Roma. I just can't thank them enough for not only for them being, you know, so supportive of my racing and everything that I'm doing, but also they've been just nothing but caring and loving friends as well to me. I also definitely want to thank Linda and Rosa, two awesome, awesome supportive managers to WMMA fighters, and I'm definitely, you know, honored to be associated with them and also to help and support their fighters as well. And I like I said, I can't thank all my fighters enough for everything that
Well, I mean, it's great to be able to see that love and support that you've given them as well. I mean, it's great to be able to see the, you know, like I said, some of these girls that don't get put up on the map and really deserve some recognition, get some recognition from you and the community itself. So, best of luck to you coming up this year and in terms of your welcome, your driving and your Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you as well.
Okay. Talk to you soon, and we'll see you on Twitter.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
That was MMA Roadhog at MMA Roadhog. Definitely follow him on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Mike's another great guy to be able to do that as well. I know we're in archive, but I want to give away one more award. For those of you who are listening in archive, you'll be able to listen to this. If not, you're going to be able to read it on wombatsports.com. So let me pull it up real quick, and I will give away this last award. It's going to be the Inspirational Fighter of the Year. This will be the last award we're going to be doing on the podcast. We'll be doing two more awards on the website tomorrow morning. And then Gina Begley on her show, Pro WMMA Now, will be giving away the last awards of this year. Give me one second here, and we'll pop it up. There we go. The Mighty Mia Hayes Inspirational Fighter of the Year is an award given yearly to a fighter who reflects the great aspects of female fighting, the ability to face adversity, conquering goals, and being a role model to those fighters in the sport. Let me correct a couple of things while I'm reading this real quick. That's just being a female fighter. Okay. To those fighters just starting in the sport. The award is dedicated to Mighty Mia Hayes, a fighter who has lived her dream as a fighter but has sadly lost her life to cancer shortly after. Let's see here. After a lot of setbacks, Kat Zingano came back to the octagon and looked better than she ever has been. It has been a year and a half for Zingano to heal from what was a devastating knee injury. The undefeated title contender was able to work her way through it and return this past September to get TKO victory over Amanda Nunes. The win affirmed her shot at champion Ronda Rousey. An emotional hurdle she had to conquer while rehabbing her injury was the passing of her husband, Mauricio Zingano. She stayed strong for their son and has become an inspiration to many fighters who have had mental and physical hurdles thrown at them. Zingano has interacted with fans and is humble because when it comes to what she has achieved, Her emotional cry to the octagon in her UFC debut was an emotion, and it was a highlight in the MMA community. Her positive spirit is an example of what a fighter should reflect. This on top of her hard work effort. Zingano also has been more than willing to work with other female fighters and has become a mentor to several. We are proud to honor Kat Zingano, the WMMA Press Awards 2014 Mighty Mia Hayes Fighter of the Year. Yeah, Kat is currently on a little bit of a hiatus from Twitter and social media because she is training to fight Ronda Rousey in a month. So we weren't able to get a response from her to be able to accept the award. But hopefully she'll be able to get this, really quick. And I'll make sure to mail her a copy of the article as well if she doesn't read it already. But congratulations to Kat. She's really, really deserving of it, just considering what she's went through for the last couple of years. If it was anybody else could have easily have said, could have backed down or whatever. But she was able to fight through it, and she just looked absolutely stupendous last September. So, congratulations to Kat for working her way through it. So congratulations to her. Next week, I don't know who my guest is going to be. I'll let you guys know. Go to wombatsports.com. Like I said, we'll be giving away two more awards tomorrow morning, maybe one tonight, maybe one tomorrow morning. We'll see. And then Gina Begley, like I said, on Pro WMMA Now, we'll be giving away her the rest of the awards tomorrow night, including Fighter of the Year as well. So, guys, definitely check that out tomorrow night, Monday. Gina Begley, Pro WMMA Now. I think it's pro at blogtalkradio.com/pro-MMA-now is the website you guys can listen into, but definitely check that out as well. With that in mind, please follow us on Twitter at Wombat Sports and Wombat Sports on Facebook. We got a lot of news that we've kind of been piling up over the past couple weeks. So hopefully have that stuff going up on the website shortly. With that in mind, we'll see you guys next week, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the podcast. Talk to you then.